Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. I have an update for you on the two thugs who beat up the cops in the Bronx. Okay, you may remember at Freeman Street subway station in Crotona Park East in the Bronx on Monday, November 13th at 2:30 in the afternoon, two police officers asked two black men to put out a cigarette, we believe it was marijuana, in the subway station. Well, Isaiah Jessamy and Kareem McClary started to beat up the cops, and it was a brawl. Okay, they have been charged with assault in the second degree. Now, this has been going on since November. Of course, they were not held on any bail, and they were released right into the population, even though they were beating on cops. And it's not a denial of due process to say that. It was captured on videotape. We saw it. Now, the cops had to go to the hospital. These guys are floating around. So, what happened? Well, yesterday, there was another hearing. Okay? And Isaiah Jessamy showed up. And I said, well, why don't you come back for the third time? Okay, we can come back in June. I mean, they're just kicking it down the road, kicking it down the road. But the other guy, McClary, the day before, okay, I guess, let's see, yesterday was Monday. So on Sunday, he was arrested carrying a firearm, a gun, a handgun. Okay, so now they had to charge him bail, $20,000 cash bail. Now, he's not going to make that. Unless some ACLU person bails him out or some crazy family member. But can you imagine this? He beats up a cop. All right. He's got a hearing on that charge, second degree assault. And the day before he's got to show up, he's got an unlicensed weapon on him. And the cops grab him. I believe they're probably watching him. Okay. So they got him. So he's not out on the street. Finally. Now, we're going to follow this case for you to the very end, because once the state of New York starts to say we're not going to punish criminals who physically assault police officers, we, the people, have no protection. Already having trouble recruiting police officers in New York City. Okay. Police officers are leaving the job and going to other agencies. So I live in Nassau County. If you're an NYPD and you apply for a job in Nassau County, not only will you make more money, but you have people backing you here. Okay? The Nassau County executive, Bruce Blakeman, is a law and order guy. And the police department here is much more assertive than the one in New York. But it's not the cops' fault. They don't have backup. Interesting. The drug dealers know this. They stay on the Queen's side. They don't cross over, okay, the Cross Island Parkway into Nassau. They stay in Jamaica. They don't go into Floral Park. Because if they're caught with the dope in Nassau, it's going to be a lot worse for them. Even though the no bail law applies statewide, there are ways you can punish people, you know, by administrative and keeping them here and there. But in New York, they don't do that. They just let them right out on the street. But anyway, the criminal justice system here is disintegrating right before our eyes. Everybody knows it. And I heard the governor, I'm going to run this soundbite tomorrow on Common Sense. Make sure you're with us on Wednesday evening, where Hochul says, hey, you don't like it? You don't like this, what we're doing in Albany? Go to Florida. I heard this soundbite today. I think Curtis ran it earlier on WABC. I'm going to run it tomorrow and analyze it. It was pretty flippant, I have to say. Hey, you don't like what we're doing? You don't like us letting the thugs out with no bail? Go to Florida. Okay. Hundreds of thousands of people are. But I want to hear the soundbite. I think it'll be an interesting discussion.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.